Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, here with Inelvis Cruz.
Hi, glad that you could join us.
Today, we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in, or emanating from, our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
A Costa dancer, under the general direction of first dancer Carlos Acosta, will open Llamada, or The Called, with choreography by Goyo Montero, this weekend, August the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th, in the Avellaneda Theatre Hall, National of Cuba. Montero has stated that this new work is about the search for sexual fulfillment and the concept of gender. This according to Lester Vila, the company's press director.
To what extent are we ourselves? Is one of the questions the piece raises, according to the Spanish choreographer Goyo Montero, who is also director of the ballet of the State Theater in Nuremberg, Germany, and one of the most recognized figures in international contemporary dance. In this, its 12th season, A Costa Danza will also stage Imperdonable, also by Montero, based on the lyrical work of Cuban trovador Silvio Rodriguez. Tickets are on sale from this Tuesday, July 30, at the box office of the National Theater on Plaza de la Revolución.
The Cuban capital will host a festival from August the 2nd through the 4th to pay tribute to a man who left his imprint in Cuban culture. Los Van Van's director, the late Juan Formel. The first international timba festival, Forever Formel, is aimed at promoting that type of music, created and boosted by the director of the famous Cuban band for many years. His son and current band director, Samuel Formel, and Azúcar Negro Orchestra head, Leonel Limonte, are sponsoring the musical gathering Forever Formel, and it plans to encourage the younger generations to become interested in the values and history of popular Cuban dancing music in all its forms, through workshops, lectures, panels and exchanges with famous and outstanding musicians, as well as a competition that is set to award, as of the second edition, the best performance of Maestro Juan Formel's work.
Up to 20 dancers, musicians, singers, performers and fans of timba, a modality of popular Cuban music, are scheduled to gather in live concerts by first-rate Cuban orchestras and bands. These include Anacaona, Adalberto Álvarez y su son, Isaac Delgado, y Pupi y los que son son, and many others. Havana's Comodoro Hotel will host the formal session for the loyal followers of the Cuban maestro, his band, and music.
Top on the festival's agenda are, believe it or not, photo exhibits, exchanges with Formel's family and Los Van Van musicians, talks by experts, Cuban Art University students, researchers of timba and Formel's work, and other top promoters of that musical genre. The documentary Legacy by producer Nathaniel Mergui will also be screened. During the festival, a plaque will be unveiled at Havana's 23rd Street, La Rampa, and P Street to mark the 50th anniversary of the band Formel y Los Van Van.
On August 2nd, 2019, the capital Cuban Salón Rosado de la Tropical, on the corner of 46 and 41, or as they say it in Spanish, La Esquina de 46 y Avenida 41, La Habana, will host the opening concert dinner, while on August 3rd, a mega concert will take place on 23rd and Malecón, Cuba's seaside drive. The closing concert will be on August 4th at La Tropical, known in Cuba as the Popular Music Dancers Hall. The festival also celebrates the 500th anniversary of the establishment of Havana.
On August the 3rd, Havana's Avenida del Puerto, or Portside Avenue, will be the scene of the first aquatic carnival William Ortiz, artistic director of the carnival, said in a recent press conference that the activities will run from 10 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon and will include festivities such as beach parties, the religious procession or Paseo de la Virgen de Regla, and the procession in Cohima.
Avenue areas will be allocated for booths for the sale of handicrafts, books, jewelry, and food and drink. Similarly, the dock of the Regla ferry boat, the Dos Hermanos restaurant, the Museo, the Rome Museum, and Los Marinos restaurant, also near the statue of the god Neptune, and the sidewalk in front of the Havana Amphitheater. Especially for the little ones, the performances of the clowns Azul Colorín, Corbatica, and the well-known puppeteer Ana Nora will get underway at 11 p.m. The artistic director of the carnival said that at 3 p.m., float processions will start from the dock, including El Aracrán, Nueva Era, Las Voluminosas de Cuba, La Jardinera, Los Componedores de Batea, y Los Guaracheros de Regla, until each arrives at a fixed stage.
Some of the guests who will liven up the Avenida del Puerto in this aquatic carnival includes Step by Step, Yeleneg, Yes for Cuba, Ramon Avilés, Los Armónicos, and the living statues of the characters of the Heraldija and the Knight of Paris. Ortiz told reporters that at 4:30 p.m., it's expected that 19 vessels from Havana, 12 from Casablanca, and 12 from the Hemingway International Club will be launched from La Punta to tour Havana's bay.
Then, at 6 p.m., awards will be given to the best presentations, concluded William Ortiz. The Aquatic Carnival is a new option that invites one and all to refresh this intense summer with families and friends, and to look at the historic Havana port in the middle of the city's 500th anniversary.
For its melody, creative lyrics, and carnival feeling, the song Abriendo el Paso, Opening the Way, by the renowned and several award-winning composer Emer Hernandez Matos, is the distinctive song of the Carnival 2019 of Guantánamo Municipality, which will take place in this eastern city from August the 8th to the 11th. The song Guantanamera was the winner amongst the three finalists, which included the songs I'm Off to Carnival or Me Voy Pa el Carnaval by the composer Pastor Ortiz Imber and Mi Carnaval Carnaval in the Wifi by the visual artist Ernesto Cuesta Esteres, who, in addition to venturing into the musical composition, he is the author of the identification poster of the popular celebrations of this year, 2019, in Guantánamo.
The evaluation committee of the works in competition was chaired by the teacher, composer, and arranger Conrado Monier Riviaux, with whom a specialist in music from the Provincial Center of Houses of Culture, Feliberto Verdesia González, and the poet José Ramón Sáez Sánchez Leiva collaborated. Musical direction of the three finalist songs was the charge of Jorge Zamora, the leader of the Zamora y su Sonora group, during the competition held at the entrance of the House of the Changui, Chiro La Tamble Veranes of the Guantánamo City, located in the popular neighborhood La Loma del Chivo.
And there you have it. That's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
Till tomorrow, in Elvis Cruz.